the Twitter uprising. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It is absolutely amazing. Ever since the Iranian government confined reporters to their hotels and told them not to take pictures of unauthorized demonstrations, all I'm seeing are pictures of unauthorized demonstrations. Banning the organized mainstream media simply allowed the unorganized people's media to take over. Everything has changed since the Chinese government managed to black out the Tiananmen Square massacre 20 years ago. The standard line among a lot of us baby boomers is, who's got time to Twitter? But even our low-tech Secretary of State seems to get it now.
I wouldn't know a Twitter from a tweeter, but apparently it is very important.
Sitting here at my desk, I've been getting Twitter notices for protest rallies. Protest at Imam Reza's shrine in Masjid at 5 p.m. Unfortunately, I can't make it. But in that little message, you see the end of the dictator. Being a stern-faced Ayatollah just isn't what it used to be. If a society wants to modernize, it needs computers. And those computers need to be linked. And the most efficient way to link them is the Internet, a technology designed in America and deliberately designed to be decentralized and impossible to shut down. Terrorists have always had clandestine ways of organizing, but now the ordinary people can organize themselves too. That's why there's no Internet in North Korea. They may have nukes, but we could end that regime in a month by setting up Wi-Fi at the borders and just airdropping BlackBerries. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.